Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. And with us in studio, as she is each Monday, is Laura Kennard. We're going to be talking a little bit about networking, social media education, stuff going on. Laura, welcome back. I hope you had a good weekend.
I had a good weekend, had a busy weekend. It was nice to hang out with you on Friday.
Yeah, we were at the American Marketing Association, the Iowa chapter experience out at Prairie Meadows. They had a nice crowd.
They did, and some really nice presenters. I liked a lot of what they were saying about digital media, agile development. They were talking about video, live, marketing in the moment, using digital, all on point, I felt like. So lots to be looking for in 2017 and upping your game.
They're all reading my blog is what they're doing.
I know. They are reading your blog. You have your finger
something.
On the pulse.
Yeah, something.
The digital pulse.
There you go. All right, what's going on for networking? What do you got cooking for us this week?
Well, so let's just take a look really quick at a February social media discussion, speaking of AMA Iowa, which we already have coming up. It's an early, early morning, 7 a.m. at Skyline Denovia. But this is an opportunity for people to get into the discussion with other professionals of all different skill levels. And I was going to take a peek here and see. They've been kind of listing topics out. And I think this one is about really what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Kind of trying to weigh out what's been successful and getting some tips from other people about that. And then also then February 16th, we have the social media marketing strategy. So you could head on over from there and spend the entire day out at Southridge. So this is on Army Post Road, the old Southridge. It's kind of being transformed into the DMAC has got a location there. And I'll be teaching that social media strategy class all day Thursday. And that is really setting the tone for what content topics should you be talking about that will be of interest to your audience, how you can use that to get engagement, and we will definitely be talking about the strategy of in the moment, video, and all these new things that we're hearing these all the buzz about.
I'm shocked. You know, yesterday I spent 3 hours with some folks here in the greater Des Moines metro, all volunteers and all individuals who are working on several different projects, and I was stunned at the amount of people that were there that have no clue on how to use social media correctly for business, even how to get to Twitter. And you know, some of us spend all of this time in this space, in social media space, whether it be YouTubes or blogs or, you know, Facebook or Instagram. But I'm stunned. There was a room of maybe 24 people, and I think four had any real working knowledge on how to utilize those tools.
I think everyone knows what the tools are, and the thing that usually is missing is they haven't really taken a step back and said, what am I trying to get out of this? Who am I really trying to reach? And also, how do all these things integrate together? Because they're much more useful when you think about how does your blog and your website connect to your social media, your podcast, etc. It's a whole ecosystem, if you will. And the more those things are interconnected, the more you'll start, you know, getting some real traction.
And I think that's one of the really important things about the classes that you teach for DMAC, for the continuing education. I mean, this is some real nuts and bolts stuff that people can come and they can learn from you how to better decide what social media platform to use and then what content to put out there and how it all works. And it really is. I think it's important. And if business people are out there looking for answers on how to utilize this, I would strongly encourage them. I mean, DMAC is right in your backyard, for crying out loud. Go.
So then we do have a networking event that just comes up once a quarter, which is Brewing Up Business, and that's going to be February 22nd at 5:30. It's a Wednesday. It's at New American Brewing Company. As you know, they do a little tour of the local breweries and kind of do that every quarter. So that's one that I haven't visited before, and it's a nice networking group, so if you're trying to make connections. We do have the Home and Remodeling Show on February 24th coming up, and that's the Jacobson Building at Iowa State Fairgrounds. Of course, we just got through with the Home and Garden Show, so it's getting into that season. A lot of people are heading out there that have businesses related to that industry. February 28th, Tuesday, at 5 p.m., we have the DSM Magazine March-April already launched, so we're going into spring. This is going to be the Republic on Grand. So that's a free event, and again, a wonderful networking opportunity. The who's who, as we've talked about before, that show up. And we do have a little save the date for March. West Des Moines Chamber's annual dinner will be coming up, the Hilton Garden in West Des Moines. So if you're in the West Des Moines area or part of that chamber. And then creating a social media management system is a class that will be just a two-evening class on Thursdays, and that's at the FFA Enrichment Center, just to kind of, that's the next step after you've set a strategy, a plan, you've looked at your content. Now you want to know how to do it efficiently, what tools to use, what system will incorporate your team, or if you're just doing it by yourself, it helps to make it more manageable and gives you some tools you can customize for yourself. So that's just a little heads up into March. You can look forward into that education. And then those continuing ed classes will continue to spill out through the spring with different breakout sessions. And also, hashtag DMBizEvents. I'm posting a lot of stuff from Chris Snyder, who's with Drake University. He's doing some really great workshops that are specifically about video and smartphone and using those in-the-moment tools. So take a check for that.
In-the-moment tools, yeah. Facebook Live and Twitter and Periscope and all of those other kinds of things. Who just released something? Was it Google? Yes, Google just released a live edition of something.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, now see, this is what happens. This is why people have to keep talking, because one person will hear something and get a chance to try it. I haven't even caught on to that one yet, and I'll have something I'll share with you. And so this is a great format, too, to listen every week, because we'll see things like that in the news. Yeah. And so you don't have to, like, always be trying to check it. Just look to the experts and the people that sort of are charged with having to look for this stuff all the time. Good. So,
all right, Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she comes in each and every Monday talking about networking opportunities and social media for business. You want to make sure that you take a look at some of those and go on a DM Biz Mixer. Is that right?
Yeah, dmbizmixer.com is the website. There's all of this on there, and also the hashtag DMBizEvents. That and you can throw your own stuff on there. Tag it, and then we'll catch it on the Twitter sphere.
All right, Laura Kennard, networking, social media, is a mystery to some, but for those of us that are in the space all the time, you know, we sit around going, I don't understand why you don't get it. but I do understand. You know, so many small business people are just inundated with stuff to do, and maybe social media is the last thing on their plate. All right, we've got a clear side because Tyler Hackenmiller says it's nigh on to 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Thanks so very much for finding us on this Monday afternoon. Tyler is our producer. He's on the controls tonight, as always. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted solely for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Monday evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.